All right, everybody, we're back out in the apiary, and this is our Demaray split. And I've got some queens that my second set of grafts, those of you that have been watching might remember, that second set did not go as well. I did not get as many takes, but it was ended up being the hive I grafted in went queenless, which normally you would say, well, that sounds fine. You're trying to make queens. But that's the only thing I know that went wrong on that take. I had the queen in the bottom. I had the cell starter and finisher on the top. When I went back to put the hive together, the queen was not in the bottom, and they were queenless making queen cells. And I don't know if that disruption is what created the bad take, but in any case, that's the situation. I've got some more queen cells over here in this hive that I grafted yesterday. So this is the top of the Demaray, and if you remember, we left the queen down here with one frame of brood and a whole bunch of room. We're gonna get all the way down here in a minute. One super, could put a second super. I've got a little bit of rain here. I'm gonna put my little camera umbrella on so you guys don't get wet. I'm gonna just keep going unless it starts raining harder, but for the purposes of filming, I don't want the camera to get too wet. Is that better? All right, glad. So let's take a look at these grafts. I think these are queens that did not take, that just hadn't hatched yet. I pulled out a few of them had already hatched, and I've got them in mini mating nukes already. But see how I'm putting them in the top of this hive? Actually, there is a queen that hatched. Looks like only one more of these cells has hatched, and it's this one right here. See how I pulled that off of these queen cages I print? And she's in there. I do need to get that queen cell out of there. I need to give her some honey. And I'll show you how I do that in a minute, because when we get in this hive, she's up top, so I don't want to hurt her. I'll wait till she goes down to the bottom. Maybe I can get her to go to the bottom. She doesn't have any attendants in here. She just hatched out. She looks nice and healthy. Nobody else has hatched. I think these are going to be duds, but we'll set her to the side for a second, and we will, you know, you can check these too. I'll show you. So like this cell here that has not hatched yet, it's about a day late. Oh, wait a minute. That one opened up. There's no queen in there though. Well, that makes sense there. I don't know where the queen went. They couldn't have opened. They've been in cages. I may have missed that one earlier. Let's see what we got here. Now you can very gently uncap these. Oh, she's wiggling, so she's gonna hatch. I'm just gonna show you. Can you see that? She's wiggling in there, but she hasn't, you know what? She may be, she's already dark. Look at this, I'm gonna let this queen out. She just hatched, I hatched her though. But I'm gonna put her in here and give her some honey. I'm gonna put a little cage on it. Happy birthday, mama. There's two. Let's check on these other ladies. If they're still white, you gotta let them stay in there. Let's see if we got another one here. Cause there's nobody, she's just not chewing her way out. Any life here? Okay, this queen is not gonna hatch, and I'll show you what I mean. The pupa didn't make it into the adult stage. Just kinda open it up so you can see what we got in here. So her hatch day was today, but if you see, she never got past that stage. Hopefully you can see that. So this is a unused cage with no queen. Let's keep going. I didn't even expect we were gonna put this on film. You guys are getting a treat. I feel like an OB today. All right. Well, see what we got here. Oh, she's moving. Oh, wow, is that got, she got bad wings? Something's not right with her. Or there's something on her. Oh, maybe that's her cocoon. She's backing out. See if you guys can see this. What's on her? Is that a bad wing? There, I don't wanna, I'm gonna let her back out a little bit. Got a little bit of a white something there. I don't wanna pull her. I'd like her to fall out. These queens were scheduled to hatch 2 days ago, which is why I'm kind of interrupting. What do you think that is? cocoon. I don't think it's a wing. Let me look at her. Oh, yeah, her wings look fine. Here she comes. Yep, she's got wings. All right, Mama, let's go back in there. Happy birthday. All right, let's see. We got one more. See if we got a little bit longer cell here. Looks like she may... Okay, she didn't make it either. So I'll show you where this one is. She didn't make it. She got a little bit further than the other one, but it was supposed to be her birthday and she didn't make it. Now, so why didn't these make it? It could have been me, temperature, could have been not enough warmth up here. There's so many things that could have gone wrong. But the fact they went from egg into the pupa and almost made it to adult on that last one means something just didn't make it right. More than likely temperature or something like that. Okay, so that was a nice little, we got three queens that hatched. They need honey and attendance. So we're gonna take care of that in the part of opening this hive up. And now I don't know if these ladies are gonna be buzzy or not. You guys are probably laughing at me. But in the process of taking apart this hive, they've been queenless a while. I need to make sure there were no queen cells or anything in there that essentially would have made them swarm up top. I took all the queen cells out about 4 days, but I did not come back in later than that. So I am gonna, oh gosh, it feels heavy. I'm just gonna see if you guys can see that. You sure can. A little wide angle view is working pretty good. I'm gonna pop a few of these, kind of get a status of where they were. Remember, these were the capped brood frames that we put up top. And now they've hatched out. This is gonna be a great experiment because there's plenty of room in here for me to put in the bottom for Mama to lay on. Hatched out with food, pollen, bees. If I just left this and did not swap out, these would become, okay, there's drone brood hatching out. They take a little longer, remember, to hatch out. Lots of good drone brood. I'm just gonna put my veil down so I can go a little quicker with you guys. They hadn't stung me yet, but they're buzzing. I'm gonna make a little bit of a mess, and I'd rather go faster than slow here. Okay, drawn frame for them to work on. These are just worker bees in the top of a hive, which is exactly what you want in the top of a demarray. Food frame, okay. We're gonna end that there. We're gonna take off this next one. This has got my broodminder hive temperature in it. Do a quick beetle check. Ooh, lots of dead beetles, holy smokes. I have to clean that out. Nope, can't tell you what's in there yet. Working with the state on that. All right, let me see here. Okay, we got some cap brood in here that's hatching out. Right here, hatching brood. These ladies are still hatching out, but this could be completely empty frame here in a day or so, hatching out. And just for the purposes of remembering, I did the demarray on the 23rd. This is 2 weeks now, because today is the 8th. Capped brood still. So the top one still needs to kind of hatch out. The bottom one, I can swap out. Not as a general rule, I probably should check every single frame, but I don't want to check every single frame because it's a lot of work. And I'm trying to make this demarray deal look doable to you guys because I want you to keep your bees. One more frame, then we're going to take this off. Oh my gosh. So, what do you see there? Queen cells out the wazoo that I missed. A couple of them are open. These are closed. That's closed. These are going to hatch out. Another one here. So there's like five cells on here. I don't think they've swarmed. I don't know if there's a virgin up here or not, though. These were chewed out from the sides, not hatched out. Yeah, see how these are chewed out? I don't know. Oh, gosh. Could a queen have hatched by now? Let me do the math. If I did the 23rd, 23rd, 28th would have been capped. 4th. Oh, no. Hatch would have been the 7th. Hatch would have been yesterday. So there could have been a queen that hatched up in here. This is why you got to keep the cells out. I don't know if there's a virgin up here or not. And good God, how am I going to find a virgin in all of that? You guys got any ideas? Shake them all. I'm not going to do all that. This may be just the, I'm not going to put that frame back though. I have to remember the frame with the temperature sensor has queen cells on it. So I'm either going to take that out and put it into another nuke, kill the cells or whatever. We just got some manipulation to do. Let's check the one right next to it. Hatching brood, no queen cells. I'm looking a little bit more carefully for a virgin just in case, but okay. So this is coming off. And now we're gonna go down and see how much mama's laid down below. And maybe even see how that honey super is doing. Now remember, I did have an excluder on here, right? So if there was a queen, she's still up here. And you guys, some of you said, why do you need that second queen excluder? I think I accidentally just explained why, because if there was a queen in there, she's still in these two boxes. And she wouldn't have gone down below, or couldn't have gone down below, and or she couldn't have gone and mated because she didn't have any way of getting out to mate. So she would have eventually died. Now granted, if I'm going to put some frames, showing you kind of what they're doing here, if I'm going to put some of these frames down below, I'm going to have to shake them off to make sure there's no bees on them to ensure that I don't have a virgin escaping. So they're just working in here in this honey super. There is no honey in it yet, so it's just kind of a working box, which is what it was designed to do. Now, what do we got down here? Mama should be down here if everything has gone well. And I have to admit, you guys are doing with me this for the first time. They have not filled up a 10 frame box. I'm gonna show you what I mean. Way over here in the edges, I'm just got foundation. So this hive has not built out. That's a nasty frame. I'm taking that out of there. I'm going to give that to a swarm trap. I put that down there because I wanted them to have some comb, but there's just not enough work down there for them to do on that. So that's coming out. That's a swarm trap frame. All right, this is a drone cone frame, foundationless. Lots of bees starting to work it. But here in the middle is where we should start to see the queen and or evidence of her laying. This is just a foundation frame where they need to start drawing. There's not enough. But now that I've got that drawn comb from the top, that's what I'm going to put down here now. Lots of drones down here. I got a little cup, nothing in it. Nope. Don't see any queen cells. The light is not quite the same. Good number of bees. So now, I would wonder, I don't see any eggs either, ladies and gents. This could be a problem. You're looking at me, first chance. I'm going to go ahead and shake this off to get a better view. If there were eggs, they'd be in here. No eggs. Pollen. So now, what could have happened? If Mama's not in here laying eggs, she left. Could the hive have swarmed with those bees that had made a virgin up top? It's possible. Got lots of bees. It's not like I've got a problem with bees. So it's like not like I lost them all, but did a small... I'm just going to shake and see if there's any eggs at all. No. This is all pollen. So she's not laying, and most likely she's not in here. So where would she have gone? She didn't have... So I think they swarmed. Well, or they killed her. They could have killed her. So, failed demarai. First time I've ever done it, and I'm maybe not selling you guys on it because she had two frames of nice drawn comb to lay in. She's got plenty of bees to take care of her. There's hatching brood up top, which is exactly what's supposed to happen, and I was planning on bringing that comb down here. This is just drawn. Yep, no bees, no eggs. So, what to do now? I've got a strong hive with no queen. I've got queens that should be mated today. So this hive is going to need a little bit of reestablishment with a new queen. But more than likely, what I'm going to do is put it back as a double deep. Okay. Now that we've got this mess, I need to go find a queen that has that started laying eggs. Or I could even put, like, for example, I've got these virgins right here. I've got queens further along than these virgins, so that's why I'm not going to use one of these. You may be like, well, you got queens right there. But let me, I want to show you something real quick for these virgins, because they need a little bit of food while they're sitting there, because they were just born and they're hungry. These, I just want to show you, these queen cells here that are chewed out from the side could have been chewed out from a hatched virgin. And since there is no queen in the bottom, my best guess is that this hive swarmed when these cells hatched. But the red queen, or not the red queen, the queen that was down on the bottom, I think she was green from the last year, she must have been the one that went with them. And there's probably a virgin stuck up here in the top that needs to be mated. You know, I could just put this down here with these queen cells that are ready to hatch and let them, I think that's what I'm going to do. They've got cells in here. There's probably a virgin on this frame or the frame next to it. They've got plenty of time to get her mated. Now we'll need to check on the mating and that she starts laying here in a week or two. There's plenty of brood to keep this hive healthy, so I don't need to worry about it getting weak. There will be a brood break here. Yeah, okay. So that's what we're doing. We're putting the virgin that's probably in there into the bottom. But I'm going to look for every single, on every frame for that virgin. Because she shouldn't have been able to get out. I don't see her on this one, but there is a little bit of honey on this frame. So I'm going to show you what I mean about the feeding the queen. I need to get a little bit of honey and put it on the edge so these queens can start eating. And if you see, she's already drinking that honey. She went straight up to the top to it. This little good lady hadn't found it yet. Okay, let me get back to putting this back together. So this is going to go back to being a double deep with queen cells. And probably a virgin in here. But these queen cells that haven't hatched yet, they could create another swarm situation. But I'm hoping that they'll just kind of let her get mated and see how it goes. I could completely split this hive up. It's got a lot of bees, but I just don't have the equipment for all of that right now because I've got most of my mating nukes going. I know, ladies, I have disrupted your day, and it's cloudy, it's not a great bee day. I'm trying to put you back together. More queen cells. Yeah, that was my mistake. If you say, Chuck, how did you screw that up? I did it after 4 days, but I didn't come back at like 7 when they would have all been big. And there were still eggs, obviously, that could be converted into queen cells. And they did it. For sure they did it. What do you guys think I should call this video? Failed Demaree. Probably something like that, huh? I know you're in here, Mama. There's a little virgin somewhere in there. one little wing, little bee with deformed wing virus there. So I'm gonna do a quick mite check on this hive. Since it's kind of in a good state with a lot of bees, let me show you how to do the mite check with that cup. All right, so this is the cup we just made, and there's my line for 200 bees, and I'm just gonna kind of show you. There's a couple different ways to get bees in here. Obviously, you can put them in a bucket. That's probably gonna be the easiest thing to show you because, you know, there is a virgin somewhere in here, and I would like to not get the one or two virgins that are in here and put them, but basically, you need to get up to that line in bees. You can just do this on the frame. Bees really don't like this, so you might get stung doing it. There we go. Now, this is what your lid's for. And now you're euthanizing them into that soapy water. Remember, this second one is just to pour it out. So obviously they floated up a little bit. Now you need to kind of do the minute. You don't need to shake. You're just swirling. So we're gonna swirl, we're gonna set it down, and then we're gonna kind of come back in a minute. Let's shake. I like to keep my drone comb frames on the edge. I don't know why. Because they can use them for honey. All right, so there's our bottom box put back together. Some hatching brood for hope, and some laying room for hopefully a new mated queen to get coming back. And give them some room, because this is still a very strong hive, so it needs some room. I just saw that another deformed wing virus bee, which made me think, let's go see how we're doing over here. So another swirl. And then once you swirl it all out, you just kind of sieve the bees out. And you see one bee got in there. That means one bee got through one of my holes, which is fine. Set that aside. 1, 2, 3, 7. So there's 9 mites in there. So there's oxalic acid in here, so they could probably use a treatment, but this is why you need the third cup, because there's mites and a couple bees in here, and you need to be ready to go for your next mite check. So you're essentially cleaning that out. Now, occasionally a mite will stick on the bottom, so you need to kind of double sieve this. This is the same with any mite check, you know, tool. You got to make sure that your mites aren't stuck to the bottom and you get a false count on your next one. So there's all my mites. I can swap these, and then these bees have served their duty, and you're ready for the next one. So you can come back and recount your mites in here if you missed them, but I know where I'm at. A little bit higher than most of my hives, but obviously that deformed wing virus was my first clue that, hey, they're not perfect in here. There's already 2 strips of oxalic acid in here. I could knock them back with a little bit of vapor. The fact that I've got a queenless period here is also another opportunity where vapor would work, because there is going to be a brood break in here now, no matter what I do, unless I put a mated queen in here a little bit later. But obviously the fact I don't have a virgin sighted and there was all those hatched cells, that's a hot mess. So I'd hate to lose a mated queen to a silly little virgin that, you know, is fighting her way in the world. Some of you may be saying he needs to split that hive, and there's a theory to that. The reason is this, is I've got a very populated hive, and I've got queen cells that are still in here. Those queen cells could lead to swarming, but the thing is this hive is no longer queen right. No eggs at all. Isn't it funny how the strongest hive that I did a demaray on might end up being my weakest here in a few weeks? It's going to be fun to watch this season, that's for sure. Another beautiful open frame ready for laying there. A little bit of food on it, but they ain't got no eggs. You know, this hive would I could create another cell builder out of it. If I needed some more grafting, I'll just have to keep an eye on eggs in this hive in the next week or so. All right, that is all for this one. We're putting it back together. Got 3 virgins there I need to find a home for. I'm assuming there's a virgin in here, and there's definitely some cap cells. I may come back to this and do something different. I got to think about this, because I did not expect to have no eggs in the bottom. That's what the demaray was all about, is a laying queen in the bottom. It sure as heck doesn't look like they swarmed, but There's no queen. There are hatch cells in the top. And that's all she wrote, so. Okay. That was a whole lot longer than I expected, but let me take you over to a couple of my mating nukes. I'll show you that real quick, and then we're probably gonna have to wrap this one up, and we'll just talk about some things. And obviously, this story's not over yet. I know you guys are gonna be like, well, where'd she go? When do you get another queen? One of these ladies over here might be what I end up doing. So I've got mating nukes out here. They're definitely a lot closer together than I like. I've got them colored differently, so hopefully the mating return success is good. But just to kind of give you a little bit of a peek on how I do this, these are mini mating nukes. I've got mini little covers on here that I put plastic on here. There's a lot of different ways of doing this. In the back, where I put the sugar water, I've got a little piece of double bubble in here that is supposed to help keep the bees from drowning, but I see some drowned bees, so it's not working perfectly. Maybe I'll just put that screen back in there. Maybe the screen works better. She could have been laying. No, this is a hatch queen, so this isn't on the right date. Let me check one of these over here. Let's check this one. This says she could have been laying. I don't need this hood anymore. So you guys can see and hear me a little bit better. Not quite growing out yet because they don't have many bees. This is not a very populated one here, but I just kind of like to look for eggs after their estimated laying date. I love to see the virgin or the newly mated queen to know she made it back or hasn't left yet. A couple drones in here that got included. And there's our queen. And she just flew. There she goes. Hopefully she knows her way back. That's her right there. Where are you going, mama? How about that? She's right here. Don't go in that hive. She's right here. This is a funny little story. This is how flighty virgins are. She's under here. Yep. She's flying around. Well, she was in here, so I'm just going to put this back, and hopefully she will come back if she's mated. Let me see if there's any eggs in here yet. I don't see any eggs yet. That's her. See her? So, this is a flighty virgin that I kind of disrupted. Now, she needed some eggs to be laying on here. And I don't see them yet. So I'm just gonna put her back. How many of you have ever caught a virgin? You just got to see it. All right, let's check on that. The fact that there's no eggs in there means this weather may have slowed them down a little bit. Good drawn comb. Don't see any eggs yet. Didn't see the virgin yet either. So these virgins are a little bit behind. I don't see any evidence of egg laying a day after the day they were supposed to be laying. So who knows? Maybe the weather, maybe something else going on. They're storing lots of food, which is good. another virgin in here. I see her. She's right there, but I'm not going to show her to you now because I want to leave her on the comb. So they need a couple more days to start laying. So I don't have any mated queens right now. I'm just going to use that as a short little sample set. But you can definitely see, you got to see a great little example of a flighty virgin. I think I put her back in here. I grabbed her. She flew over there and landed over there. So she's back in here. But with this many virgins, they're not all going to make it back to their original hives just because of the number of hives I have here. The best scenario is to only have two or three together and have them spread out. I just don't have that much space. So those are my queen mating nukes. We did the demarai. A little bit of a sad story over there, but probably a story that's not finished being told. And so yeah. So let me know what you think of this video. You got to see a mite wash in the new plastic mite cups I made, and I'll probably separate that out as a separate video too. Anyway, leave a comment below. Let me know what you think. If you made it this far to the end of the video, leave me a comment and tell me so. I'm always curious if I'm going too long and nobody's watching the full thing. And if you're a camera guy or lady and you make a comment on the wide angle, let me know if the wide angle was disruptive, if it helped, if you got to see more and appreciated that, or if you want me to go back to that other lens. I'd like some feedback on that too. In any case, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you again soon.